This morning, as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism, we continue with question four, what is God? God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. In our last video, we looked at what it meant that God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. And now we're going to see that in each of these attributes, his being, his wisdom, his power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth, he is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable, and a spirit. It's so that these attributes are unchangeable. So in his being, God says, I am who I am. And he said, say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me. So God is. God is a spirit. God is. He is that he is. So when he reveals himself to Moses, he says, I am who I am. Why should the nation say, where is their God? Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. So he is. In his essence, there is no changing. There is no boundaries. He is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. And also in his wisdom, O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom have you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Oh, the depths of the riches of the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and how inscrutable are his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? And so, God is wisdom. You know, as believers, we have to ask for wisdom. We have to seek wisdom. We have to grow in wisdom. God is all wisdom. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said, I am God Almighty, walk before me. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this, the power belongs to God. So God, by his very speech, you look at all other religious texts, you know, talking about the nature of the gods, and you'll find that you have gods who got to be where they are through struggle, through fighting, through warfare. Whereas God is, and he has all power in himself and from himself. That's why he's sometimes called the autotheos, the self-God, because he's self-sufficient. So we call this aseity. But Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, with God all things are possible. And so we see God's might and power are of his essence. And with that, we add holiness. So, you know, so if we think of power in amongst the gods, it's bounded, it's finite. Yes, it's bigger than man's, but still there's things they cannot do. And they are a rank bunch. They're fighting, they're squabbling. You read Virgil, you read Homer, and what you see is that when Aeneas or Odysseus are doing well, it's because their opposing gods are on vacation. It's because they have squabbled. They have, become sordid. So they are not holy. They're not completely set apart. You shall be holy, for I am holy. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. And God is just. And his justice is unchangeable, unbounded. For far be it from you to do such a thing, to put the righteous to death with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just? The Lord passed before him and said, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin.